This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday stressed his country will continue its military operations in Gaza until it defeats Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias has the details.
Netanyahu, who was interviewed Sunday on CNN, was asked to comment on U.S. Secretary of State's Antony Blinken's recent remarks that too many Palestinians have been killed in Gaza.
The blame should be placed squarely on Hamas because it prevents them from leaving the war zone, sometimes at gunpoint. It fired on the safe zone and the safe corridor that we enacted.
The prime minister added that when the war is over, the overall military responsibility of Gaza will remain in the hands of Israel, but that it's too early to determine who will govern it. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
Tens of thousands of people marched in Paris on Sunday to protest against rising anti-Semitism in the wake of Israel's ongoing war against Hamas in Gaza, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Paris authorities have deployed 3,000 police troops along the route of the protests called by the leaders of the Senate and Parliament's lower house, the National Assembly, amid an alarming increase in anti-Jewish acts in France since the start of Israel's war against Hamas. After its October 7th surprise attack on Israel. France has the largest Jewish population in Europe, and anti-Semitic acts today open old scars. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Pentagon and U.S. officials say the U.S. military conducted airstrikes on two locations in eastern Syria involving Iranian-backed groups. It marks the third time in about 2 weeks that the U.S. has retaliated against the militants. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says in a statement that the strikes targeted sites near Abu Qamama and Mayadeen and were used by Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps as well as Iran-backed militias. This is VOA News. Somali authorities say floods caused by torrential rainfall have killed at least 31 people in various parts of the country. VOA's Joe Ramsey has more.
Since October, floods have displaced nearly 500,000 people and disrupted the lives of over 1.2 million people and have caused extensive damage to civilian infrastructure, notably in southern Somalia, officials said Sunday. The capital, Mogadishu, has been ravaged by downpours that at times swept away vulnerable people, including children and the elderly. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs warned last week of a, quote, flood event of a magnitude statistically likely only once in 100 years with significant anticipated humanitarian impacts. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Efforts to create a landmark treaty to end global plastic pollution advanced Monday in Nairobi as most of the world's nations, petrochemical companies, environmentalists, and others affected by the pollution gathered to discuss draft language for the first time. It's the third meeting in a condensed five-meeting schedule intended to complete negotiations by the end of the year. Hosting the third session here in Nairobi is significant as the East African country is a global leader in fighting plastic pollution. Many of the players are the same as those at global climate talks, since most plastics are made from petroleum or natural gas. Iceland declared a state of emergency as fears grow for a major volcanic eruption. The decision follows increased seismic activity, indicating the flow of partially melted rock now underneath a fishing community. VOA's Arash Arabasadi has more.
The damage on and underground has Icelandic authorities on edge with memories of 2010. Back then, a massive volcanic eruption hurled chunks of rock while spewing smoke and ash. And while that eruption pumped smoke into the skies, it emptied them of air travel, grounding planes on a scale not seen since the September 11th, 2001 attacks on the United States. That ash cloud rose as high as 11,000 meters, and the air travel disruptions between Europe and North America cost an estimated $3 billion through more than 100,000 canceled flights. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Activists protesting environmental abuses, poor working conditions, and the Israel-Hamas war are protesting a global trade summit. They were marching Sunday in downtown San Francisco. That's where this week's Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Leaders Conference is taking place. Thousands of protesters are expected. The No to APEC coalition is made up of more than 100 grassroots organizations. President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping are among world leaders expected at the summit. Protesters will not be allowed into tightly controlled security zones, open only to attendees. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA.